Dreft, Dreft, Dreft your dishes, and oh, how they shine, shine without wiping, and half of the time and look bright. Right, so don't you get left, get Dreft. And now Dreft presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. Joyce Jordan, M.D., the moving and dramatic story of a woman doctor, of her struggle to be a woman and a doctor at the same time. Joyce Jordan, M.D. You know, if you're a modern housewife, and I'm sure you are, you're always looking for new improvements over old methods. And when it comes to washing dishes, it's Dreft. Dreft gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Glassware sparkles without touching a towel to it. Procter & Gamble developed this wonderful new suds to do away with those annoyances that make dishwashing so unpleasant. To start with, Dreft makes rich, lasting suds in any water, hot, cold, soft, or hard. Yes, five times more suds than soap in the hardest water.
And you've noticed when you use soap for dishwashing how dishes dry with cloudy streaks. Streaks caused by soap film. Well, here again, Dreft solves the problem. Dreft suds rinse clean and clear, so dishes sparkle, towel or no towel.
And greasy dishes come clean in a flash. Dreft gets rid of grease the way no soap could ever do. It seems to disappear like magic.
And Dreft's kind of hands, too. It contains no alkali that can redden hands. Women who Dreft their lingerie know how gentle Dreft is.
Yes, ladies, Dreft scores on every point. So join the march to Dreft now. Prove its miracles in your kitchen. See for yourself how Dreft gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Get Dreft in the bright green package. Now, don't forget, and don't get left. Get Dreft. When Joyce Jordan practically asked Dawson Blakely to marry her, in spite of the fact that he's now a helpless cripple, Dawson sent for Dr. Alexander Gray, because he wanted a man-to-man conference with no punches pulled. But when he asked Dr. Gray if there were any hope for him, the scientist gave Dawson his first lift by telling him that there were new discoveries coming to light every moment, that day by day, medicine was being revolutionized, that next week, next month, or next year, something might be discovered which would make it possible for Dawson to walk in. Dr. Gray left Dawson in a relaxed mood, but Dr. Gray's own mood is on the black side as he sits at his desk.
Others, you could say. Himself, no. Well, I'd have told Blakely the same thing anyway. But I can't think of Joyce Jordan tied to Dawson with the possibility that he'll never recover the use of his leg. Why did he ask me? Oh, come.
Gray, I saw your shadow late there. But it's sort of late, aren't you?
Working and thinking.
I imagine I heard you talking to somebody as I opened the door.
No, I was talking to myself.
Oh, you know what that's a sign of.
Yes, I know. I've been up to see Dawson Blakely.
Now, don't tell me that poor lad was able to throw you off balance.
He was?
How'd you happen to drop in on him?
He sent for me. Come in. Oh, my man has gone to Dr. Tracy. Sit down.
I'm time to sit down. I'm on my way to dinner with Iris Blakely, and if I'm a minute late, she'll be in a dither. tell me, how'd you find Dawson?
Oh, in despair. When I left him, he was considerably cheered up.
How come?
Pep talk by Dr. Gray.
You're a smarter man than I am. And you've got it over Jordan like a 10. We both tried to cheer Dawson. And we both failed, but miserably. What'd you say?
Oh, I told him one of the oldest truths in medicine. I told him that new things are being discovered every day and that one of these discoveries might solve his problem.
Small chance, of course, but...
But it is a chance. Well, anyway, I gave Dawson Blakely the incentive.
Good for you.
Yes, and by giving him the incentive to go on living, Dr. Tracy, I took my own use.
Huh?
He told me when I'd convinced him he had a chance that Joyce Jordan had promised to marry him, and that he'd all but turned her down because he was in a mood of high sacrifice. Well, then, say yes.
Oh, I get you. That's too bad, Grape. If you'd known the facts of the case...
I'd have said exactly what I did say.
Think nothing, you know you would have.
But the thought of Joyce being married to Dawson...
Well, maybe it won't come to that. There are a good many factors against it. Maybe the lift you've given Dawson's only temporary. Maybe he'll still refuse to marry Joyce when he gets his second wind. And then, too, there's always Iris Blakely. She won't give up without a big struggle, believe me.
She said that you've done... Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you were here, Dr. Tracy, or I wouldn't have barged in so unceremoniously.
Well, skip the ceremony. It's all right, Miss Drake. I'm going. I have to hear the latest report from Blakely. So long, Gray. Keep it chin up.
Oh, okay. What a grand old girl. You're frowning, Miss Drake. Why don't you like Dr. Tracy?
Probably because she doesn't like me.
Well, that's absurd. She has no reason to dislike you.
All the women doctors around Hotchkiss Memorial dislike me because they realize that I know almost as much as they do.
Well, now, really, Miss Drake.
How can I help knowing almost as much as they know? I've been your assistant for years. You've taught me so much, Dr. Gray. So much that can't be learned even in medical college.
Oh, now, naturally, practical experience. Value.
And then, too, those women doctors are bound to be jealous because, well, I'm working with a man as generous and as fine as you are. There's something wrong, Dr. Gray. You look sad.
I'm sad? No, I'm not sad.
Why, you should be very happy, according to Mr. Blakely's nurse. He's turned the corner since having that talk with you.
Really?
She said that he was actually singing a love song when she came in from her supper.
No, it's quite in character. Almost dead a couple of hours ago and singing a love song now. A portrait of Mr. Dawson Blakely.
His nurse thinks he's devastatingly attractive.
Good many women thought the same thing.
And Dr. Jordan's on that bandwagon, too. Oh, I hear talk. You think it was leakier from what Mr. Blakely's nurse just told me?
I dislike gossip.
I know you do, and I'm sorry. But I realize that you're especially interested in Mr. Blakely's case because you assisted Dr. Tracy in the operation. That's why I'm telling you what's common property. You are interested in his case, aren't you?
Definitely.
And you're interested in Dr. Jordan, too, because you two have worked together so much. So you see, it wasn't exactly gossip. Do you want me to develop these slides, Dr. Gray, for the thyroid case?
Not tonight, please.
Then I can run along home, I suppose. Unless you want me for something else.
No, I don't, but thanks, just the same.
Of course, Mr. Blakely's bank account's attractive, too.
Hmm?
Everybody in the hospital feels that Dr. Jordan is well aware of which side her bread is buttered on.
I intensely dislike gossip.
Yes, so what, and so do I. No matter how rich a man was, I wouldn't marry him if he were a cripple. I wouldn't go that far with money.
If you're insinuating that Dr. Jordan's marrying Dawson Blakely for his money, you're wrong. She isn't that sort. In fact, I'm not sure she'll marry him at all when she realizes the true picture.
She's as good a doctor as you say. She should realize the true picture.
She's a very excellent surgeon. One of the best we have in the staff.
If there's anything at all that I can do for you, I'd far rather stick around.
Your devotion to duty is fine.
It isn't entirely duty. I want to help you, particularly when you feel sad.
I don't feel sad. I've never felt better or happier in my life. Now, please run along, Miss Drake, and stop interfering in my business.
Sir, sorry. I didn't know that I was interfering in your business. I just thought I was telling you about Mr. Blakely and Dr. Jordan. Good night, Dr. Gray.
you will do better tomorrow.
Good night. Everyone knows Joyce owes Dawson Blakely. Common property. Leap year beyond. Everybody says she's mad for his money, though she isn't. Not if I can help it. Take care of that. Hello. Is Dr. Jordan? May I speak to the police? Yes, I'm home. Oh, it's you, Joyce. Look, are you doing anything this evening? Oh, well, if you're not, I'd like to take you for a drive. I'll stop by the apartment house for you. Yes. Yes, it is important. Yes, very. I'll tell you when I see you, Joyce.
Gray feels that he's lost Joyce, and yet he also feels that he must talk things out. Will he say something to make her swerve from her purpose? Will he be able to unsell her on the idea of marrying Dawson? Great dishwashing news, ladies. Just listen. Dreft. Dreft. Dreft your dishes and oh, how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right. So don't you get left. Get Dreft. Yes, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery, Dreft, is making history from coast to coast, and no wonder. Dreft, the sudsing miracle, 2,000 years newer than soap, gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Makes even your nice glassware sparkle beautifully, polished or not.
In fact, Dreft makes dishwashing so pleasant and easy, friends, you'll never want to use soap again. You've seen how all soaps leave cloudy streaks on dishes, unless you polish them. Well, not Dreft. Dreft's amazing suds rinse clean and clear, and dishes sparkle, towel or no towel.
Yes, it's goodbye to cloudy dishes and goodbye to dishpan grease, too.
Oh, definitely. That grease never collects on the dishwater or clings to your hands to make the job unpleasant. Dreft makes it just seem to disappear like magic.
Dreft's kind of hands another way, too. There's no alkali in Dreft. It can redden hands. Women who Dreft their pretty colored washables know how gentle Dreft is and how easy on hands. So, ladies, better put that bright green package of Dreft on your shopping list today. And tonight, see how your dishes shine even without wiping. Now, remember, don't you get left. Get Dreft. Be sure to listen to Joyce Jordan tomorrow. This is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Dreft, the new and different suds that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. It starts with D and ends with T. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Lifelike, full-color pictures of Joyce Jordan and Dawson Blakely, the O'Meara. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.